being at home this weather. It's beautiful.
It feels like home, doesn't it?
That's beautiful.
Well, I guess the big story of the day is one of your players is an Olympian. As a coach, your thoughts?
Well, I think it's great. You know, you always want your players to compete at that level. I think it's well-deserved. I think Blake certainly adds a lot, and I think he has some experience in the international experience, and he has tremendous speed and skills, so I think he's well-deserved.
What do you think pushed him over the top? Because it's such a deep potential roster.
It's hard to say what's really pushed certain people in or out. You know, I think it depends on, there's probably a couple of things. One of the things is how do the coaches in the Olympics want to utilize their roster? Do they want to peg people into, you know, specific third or fourth line roles, or do they want the third or fourth line guys to be able to go up into, you know, first and second line, stuff like that? So I think that's one of the things. There's probably a lot of other factors as well, but I think the biggest thing in the Olympics, it's such a short tournament that a lot of it would be based on trust, and I think that's the big key.
Do you see Blake in a role right from fourth line to a higher position?
You know what, it's hard to say where they'll slot him there. I don't know if they're looking to get combination guys together that have played together, such as D pairs or two guys out of three out of a line, so I really don't know what they're thinking or how they're viewing this thing.
Some guys, of course, just the opposite of Blake. They were close, and now they get the disappointment of not getting in. They got one on the other side, Bobby Ryan, and maybe Dustin here. How do you think this whole dynamic might affect the play of players on either side of that disappointment?
Well, I think that players will be disappointed if they were hoping to go, but on the other hand, they get an opportunity to try to prove that they made a wrong decision. And some of the stuff changes, you know, between now and the Olympics, you know, so there's some things that could possibly change due to injuries and stuff like that. So I think you have to continue to try to prove people that either wrong or you're happy they're right and prove that they made the right choice.
You disappointed for Dustin?
Well, sure. And Dustin's been a good player for us. Dustin has been a guy that for us has had a good year. He's played very consistent. He's made some strides in the way we wanted him to play, and we were hoping that it would be enough to get him an opportunity there. The one thing that he does bring to the table that others may not is that he can play forward and defense. And when you have a restricted roster, that gives you an opportunity to maybe move him up in a power play if you want or back, you know. But that's a decision that they have to make, you know. And I don't know all the things that go into it. But for us, he's been terrific for us.
And for tonight, how do you guys compare to Ottawa, you think, right now?
I think both teams are evenly matched. You know, you look at the numbers, they're pretty close. They've got a two-game winning streak. We've got a three going, so there's some things on the line. Both teams are trying to get themselves going a little bit, and we hope that we can continue. I think we match up well. You know, the games in here have been close, and I don't expect it's going to be any different tonight.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, guys.